This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. If at first you don't succeed, try again. That's exactly what Republicans opposed to the Iran nuclear deal seem to be doing. Twice, Senate Republicans have tried to pass a resolution rejecting the deal. Twice, they failed, blocked by Senate Democrats who support President Obama's key foreign policy initiative. Led by Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, they're trying again today, voting on a measure to bar the president from lifting sanctions on Iran unless Tehran recognizes Israel as a state and releases its four American prisoners, including Flint Marine Amir Hekmati, who's been held for more than 4 years now. Hekmati's congressman is Democrat Dan Kildee, who is with us now. Always good to have you with us, Congressman.
Thanks. It's good to be back on.
You and other Michigan Democrats are really calling out Senator McConnell for tying the Iran deal to Amir Hekmati and the other hostages. And I know you've worked closely with the Hekmati family. Why not try to win the prisoners' release with this treaty?
Well, the problem we've had all along is that we never wanted to put these prisoners in the position of actually being exchanged for one of the provisions of the nuclear agreement, because that would be the result of making them part of the deal. That would send a signal to the rest of the world that if you can't get something from the United States through negotiation, go ahead and grab some random American and hold them hostage, and America will exchange something that you can't otherwise get for their freedom. And that's a very dangerous thing to do. The other thing is, of course, we never wanted to connect them to this agreement because it wasn't clear and still isn't clear that this agreement will actually come to fruition. And we wouldn't want to tie the freedom of an innocent American to a very tense nuclear negotiation that might not produce results.
And in your commentary that you wrote in last Sunday's Detroit Free Press, you even wrote that Amir Hekmati himself doesn't want to be traded for concessions in this program or economic sanctions.
That is right. This is not just the position that I think most Americans take in the position that I've held, but Amir himself, the person who's been sitting in this prison for 4 years, has made it clear he doesn't want to be traded. And so that's what's made it frustrating to me to see the Michigan Republican Party and now Leader McConnell try to use, I think rather cynically, the status of these Americans, the misery that their family is dealing with, in a political context. It's a cynical use of this situation, and I think it's something that has no place in this current conversation, in the current dialogue about the agreement.
Now, your editorial in last Sunday's paper, Free Press, spelled out why you're voting for the Iran deal. What are your main reasons for voting yes?
Well, the main reason is the pathway forward without this agreement is very dangerous. I mean, there's lots of ways to flyspeck the agreement and find fault with it. I actually think it moves us way forward in that we now will have the ability to watch Iran. We commit them to not produce a nuclear weapon, and we also have the ability to track anything that they might do. But the bigger question is not so much what people think about the agreement, but what members of Congress and others think about the agreement as opposed to what the future might look like without it. And that's where I think much of the support for the agreement has come from. It might not be a perfect deal, but the risks associated with walking away from a negotiated agreement among six nations that has support of the world, Democrats and Republicans in terms of people from the foreign service sector support this, to walk away from that with no idea what comes next, and with Iran then possessing the legal authority to produce a nuclear weapon in 3 months, that's a pretty dangerous path forward. And so that's really the bottom line for me. It's a much safer path to approve the agreement, even with some of the criticisms that have come against it.
And you do say in your editorial, it doesn't mean you trust Iran, doesn't mean it's a good actor on the world stage, which brings us right back to Amir Hekmati and these other prisoners. I'm wondering, what have you heard from Secretary of State Kerry or President Obama about what's being done substantively to try to get these prisoners released?
Well, we know that they continue to press, and there are communications taking place on a regular basis between the U.S. and Iran. That's one of the advantages, of course, of engaging in diplomacy, is that it creates a channel for discussion. Until just recently, it had been 35 years since there was even a conversation between a senior U.S. official and a senior Iranian official of any type. So at least now we have the ability to converse. I think the Iranian government, at least from what I've been hearing through the discussions that have been taking place, they now understand that these Americans have become a liability for them. If they expected to be embraced after this agreement, I think they have to understand that there's a whole list of behaviors that has to change before Iran can be fully welcomed into the international community. Simply setting aside their aspiration to have a nuclear weapon does not make them a full member of the global community. They've got to change their behavior in a lot of fronts, and I think one very important way for them to demonstrate that would be to release the Americans that they hold.
Michigan Congressman Dan Kildee represents the 5th District, which, of course, includes Amir Hekmati's hometown of Flint. Congressman, thanks so much.
Thank you very much.